Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything you need to know and then some, sponsored by MSCR. We are here with Miss J, and we will be talking about the dance club at White Horse. So you want to give us a little quick introduction about who you are and what you're doing here?
Yes, my name is Miss J, and I've been at White Horse for a couple months now. Don't have the exact date on there, but I'm originally came in as a SEA and got myself into a little bit more with a group of girls, a bunch of girls, a bunch of students. There's a couple boys that I engage with, but more so my position in this role is to most importantly deal with the special education students, but also primarily deal with the children who have more side of the behavioral issues. So I try to tackle those down while I'm in the classrooms and come up with solutions before they end up getting kicked out of class or anything like that. So I try to fix the issue before it gets to that stand.
That is very good and awesome to hear about. So for our second question, can you tell me about the dance club here at White Horse?
Yes, so I had picked up a dance club here at White Horse because a bunch of students were interested in more after-school clubs, but also we have a Girls World group here as well that plays a big part in getting to know the girls. And with me attending that, I also come to find out that students have a big passion for dancing. I can't dance myself, but I just thought that I would just take the lead on making a dance team, and it's student-led, so all the students have created their own rules, created their own choreography, their music, everything on down to dancing, they've created it. So I'm just basically the chaperone, and I call the meetings and organize their dances and performances. But other than that, I give the students the independency to lead and act as if they're leaders. So they have a big role here at White Horse, not just dancing. They're on contracts as well. So with that being said, I hold them up to a higher standard than I do a lot of the other students, so that they have the leadership role and maintain the power of dancing, which you have to be a leader. You have to have good grades, good behavior, things like that to be able to dance. So I try to install that in them. Also, the life lessons they'll always learn from just that point of view of the good grades, good attendance, good everything. So students have changed their behavior since they've been dancing, and it's been a great thing since we've started.
That sounds really good, because it sounds like we're really giving the students independence and the life skills in the future to be independent and to keep up and expressing it through dance. Absolutely. Which is awesome. So I heard that there will be a dance performance at our upcoming concert. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so the girls were trying to find something to perform in. This was kind of last minute for us, so we've only had about 2 to 3 weeks to prepare. But our students have come up with the dance within 3 weeks, and my captains have taught the dance to the rest of my co-dancers, but they will be performing at the upcoming concert. There will be a couple solos thrown out there. There will be a captain's dance and then a solo dance, and then their all-together dance. So, yeah, I think that's pretty much what we'll be doing, is showing and introducing our team.
That sounds really interesting. I'm super excited for that. Can't wait. So where else will we be expecting the dance team to be performing at?
So we have organized with our basketball team, our boys basketball team, is to ride along with them and perform at their halftime shows. So that was something we'll be doing consistently through basketball season. But I'm also trying to organize with other schools around the neighborhood to create competitions or just a setting for all the students to be able to perform as a big group, different schools, to show different talents, because there's a couple different dance teams that our middle schools have. But also we're also looking to continue through the school to finish the school year, but also maintain our dance team through the summer. So there's a lot of opportunity. We're still looking for a bunch of opportunities to perform, but those are just some of the ones that have come up just off the top of my head.
it sounds like we have like a lot of opportunities and events going on. So it sounds like we're going to be pretty busy with our dance team soon here. So what made you start the dance team?
Like I said, that students needed more, a lot of our girls needed a lot of discipline, self-discipline. So I think that's where I am trying to teach them is the self-discipline. And I wanted to build something here at White Horse where I knew it would be successful. We'll get some participation and kids will be dedicated to do what's right to be able to perform. So with that being said, I thought it would be very good to let these kids be leaders. I think that's where that stemmed from. And ever since I have started, they have been seeing a transformation in people's behaviors and wanting to step up and do more. So I think that was just their open doors to spread their wings on being leaders and stepping up in their positions here at the school. So I think that was my biggest goal, is to show them that someone's always rooting for you and believing in you, and you can do anything you want to do, put your mind to it.
So it sounds like this dance team isn't just about dance. It's very important for them to also learn these skills. So I feel like doing this and combining it with dance and like something that they love and learning awesome opportunities, this is really good. Yeah. So happy that you made this dance club for the students.
Yeah, I think it's they have a lot of room to grow. Just based off of our contracts, they're held to a high standard. Like some of the things is like write-ups they can't get over a certain amount of those. They can't be late too many times, things like that. And then they'll start seeing different consequences, but it's all to teach them real life settings and aspects of when you have certain roles and leaderships, you can't do certain things because it affects us as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you, Miss J.
Yes, thank you.
And White Horse is out.